Lesson 2. Helping out. Page 18. Exercise 1. Read and listen to 3 blog posts about students helping out at different places. Match who or what they helped, 1 to 3, to the blog posts, A to C.
Last summer, I volunteered at the zoo every weekend through our school volunteer program. I was so excited because I love animals, but I was also nervous about meeting new people. Everyone was friendly, though. I started by feeding the monkeys. They were very playful. Here's a photo I took of them. I also helped clean the lions' enclosure. The lions were usually lying in the sun. By the end of the summer, I felt proud. Not only did I get to help the animals, but I also learned a lot about animal care and made new friends. Saying goodbye to my new friends was hard, but we promised to keep in touch and do it again next year. Elias, Salzburg, Austria.
Last week, I volunteered at the museum with my school history club. I love history and helping people, so I was excited. On Saturday, we arrived at 8 a.m. before the museum opened and helped make some museum displays. Then the museum opened. Not long after that, I saw a group of younger kids who needed some help. I helped them draw pictures of their favorite artifacts. Some kids were shy at first, but when they started coloring, they became more confident. By the end of the day, I realized how much I loved helping others discover history. I can't wait to volunteer again. Lamis, Egypt.
Last term, our class spent an amazing day volunteering at a national park. On Saturday, we left really early. The sun was still rising. We drove to the park in our school bus and met the park organizers. Our first job was to clean up the hiking path. There was so much to do, we were still picking up trash at lunchtime. All the trash made me sad, but it also felt great to do something to keep the park beautiful. I learned that our park is home to some important birds, and in the afternoon, we built birdhouses. At the end of the day, the park organizers told us that our work helps protect the wildlife and the environment. Alex, Canada.